It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Today's Awkward Tuesday phone call is kind of a mashup. If you remember, we had Nova on a few days ago, and she actually was on a second date update trying to score a date with a dude named Craig because she thought Craig might be the father of her kid.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
And she did the second date update, not because she really wanted to go on a date with him. They hadn't talked in like a year.
Oh.
And she just wanted to see if she could get him to go out with her one more time so she could go over to his place and steal some of his DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Like get a hold of a toothbrush or something so she could have it DNA tested to see if the kid is his before she confronts him about it. Here's a clip from when she was on.
I mean, I think about all of the guys that I've dated, and there have been a lot. And you were the nicest, sweetest guy that I came across, and I just felt like I had to take this chance.
Aww.
And reach out.
So you dated a lot of people. Does that mean like you hooked up with a lot of people? I don't want to just be somebody that just gets used and disregarded.
Oh my God.
But she did end up getting a date with him, and now she's on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
And
I'm assuming it's probably has something to do with the paternity test of the baby.
Yeah.
Nova, what's up? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, my
Good.
God. You're so
you're back
pumped.
To do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. What's up?
Okay, wait. He never knew what your intentions were, correct? Like, he didn't know about the kid. He didn't know that maybe it was his. None of it.
Yeah, nothing.
No, he still doesn't know.
Okay. He still doesn't know.
So how was the date?
It was really nice, actually.
Awesome.
I was really worried that it was going to be super awkward, but we got along really well. Like, we really clicked.
Good.
Did you have any guilt about not telling him what your, like, ulterior motive was?
Oh, so much. So much guilt.
Mm. Are you calling to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today because you're pregnant again?
You
want to let him know? Could be his. It went that
quick.
Well? The date went
no,
that great?
No. Like, during the date, he, like, grabbed my hand and was like, I am so glad you called. Like, the guilt just is piling on.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you're out with him just so you can grab a piece of his DNA so you can have it tested. And he's like, man, this is awesome. I'm so glad we reconnected.
Oh, poor guy.
You're making me feel even worse. Yeah. So we did end up spending the night together, but we didn't hook up. We just, like, hung out and cuddled. And
sweet. So you got back to his place. Did you grab the DNA?
I did. I woke up in the middle of the night and I stole a toothbrush.
You are a spy.
Dude,
oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
Have you gotten the test back?
Yes.
And he is the father.
Okay, break's over.
He is not the father.
Oh.
He's not the dad?
Not?
No. I don't
what did you him. Feel when you found that out?
I mean, honestly, I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
He was so great. I mean, I was really hoping that it was him.
Me too.
So wait, did you tell him about your kid ever?
I didn't. And now he wants to go out again. And I would love to go out with him again. But I mean, I have to come clean.
Oh,
okay.
No,
wait, are you going to tell him the whole thing? Like, why do you need to tell him the whole thing?
I mean, what if it's going to work out? Like, I have to, like, tell the truth, right?
Yeah, and clear your conscience.
I know, but do you have to, like, you can say, yeah, I have a child. But do you have to say, I have a child. I thought it was yours. I stole your toothbrush. I'm like, can't we leave at least the toothbrush thievery out of it?
No, I have to tell. He was so nice. I have to tell him the whole truth.
So you want to tell him everything?
Yeah, I should.
Okay.
Do you know who the dad is?
I still don't know who the dad is.
Oh, goodness.
You going to tell him that, too? You probably have to, I guess, if you tell him everything.
Yeah, if it's not his.
I mean, I don't want him thinking that I stole multiple toothbrushes last week.
Right. And so you're hoping you can tell him all of this, and then maybe he'll still want to go out with you after?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He seems into you, though, right?
This is such a bomb to drop on somebody.
I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys. Like, he's about to find out that I have a kid and also that I, like, set him up. And he's just going to think I'm a crazy person.
Well, those actions kind of indicate that.
I know. Can you help me do this in a way that doesn't make him feel totally betrayed?
Not only that, I mean, like,
maybe.
Did you even get a sense if he's into dating someone that has a kid? Mm. Not to mention dating someone who has a kid that isn't yours, but thought, anyway.
I mean, I just avoided the topic of children.
Right.
Okay, right.
All right, well, we'll play a song and think of some advice we can give you. When we come back, then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
That's not my baby daddy. That's not my baby daddy. That's not my baby daddy. Unfortunately, if you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Nova is on the phone, and she was actually on a second date update a few days ago, and she wanted to call this dude Craig and ask him out on a date, but not necessarily because she really wanted to date him. She just wanted to try to get some of his DNA because she thinks that he might be the father of her kid. She was able to get the date, stole a toothbrush, and then found out through testing that he actually isn't the father. The problem is now she wants to date him. So she has to come clean about all of that. And she wants to be honest about everything and tell him that the only reason she reconnected was to see if she could get his DNA. And then hopefully he's understanding and they can go out again. Nova, are you about ready to call him?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh my God, I'm not. I'm not ready. I can't do this. I'm freaking out. I'm going to tell you, Nova, if this guy is forgiving and cool after you tell him this, you need to marry him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other...
Stop dating.
Yeah, he's it.
So I should propose at the end of this phone call? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's my advice.
Ooh, absolutely. We can get a proposal.
Yeah, there. I mean, it may be a little quick, but after the information that he's about to get...
I think that might freak him out even more.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't do that.
I don't know.
Only advice I have for you is to just... not be too nervous about it. I know you're nervous, but you want to be honest. You want to say everything. So be completely honest, but then also realize you barely know this dude. He hasn't been in your life since you guys hooked up. Yeah. And it's really not like a huge loss if you guys don't go out again, but you would like to date him again, but at least you can clear the air so you don't feel guilty about it anymore, you know?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
And just walk him through the way you felt and your thought process, why you didn't tell him to begin with. You know, like you told us, like you didn't want to freak him out if he wasn't the dad. Like you were actually trying to look out for him.
Okay. So like emphasize that.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to dial his phone number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Craig. It's Nova.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey. Good. How's your day going?
Oh, not bad, not bad. How about yours?
It's going good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, thanks. I had a really good time on our date, and I wanted to follow up.
Yeah, me too. I was hoping maybe we could connect this weekend. Are you free?
Yeah, that would be great. But I have to tell you something that I've been feeling super guilty about. I haven't been 100% truthful with you, and I really like you, and I feel like, because I feel like this could be something, that I need to tell you something.
What, are you going to tell me that you're really a man?
No.
Okay, good.
The truth is, I have a kid.
Oh, wow. Huh.
I'm sorry. I know it's a lot. I didn't tell you.
No, it's cool. It's really not a big deal. I mean, I have a bunch of friends who have kids, so like, don't feel bad about it.
So, okay. So here's the thing. My daughter is about a year old, and I don't know if you put the timeline together, but when we went out, that's when that happened.
Wait.
So I called the radio station originally because I wanted to get in touch with
you. Are you saying I'm a dad?
No, hold on. Let me explain. Can I explain?
Yeah.
Okay. So I called the radio station originally because I remembered you and I wanted to get on a date with you because I needed your DNA. Essentially, I wanted to know if it was you and I didn't want to freak you out before I knew for sure. So the other night when I was staying at your place, I took your toothbrush and I sent it out.
Wait, hold on. You did what?
So I took your toothbrush and I sent it for DNA.
Wait.
And it turns out you're not the dad. And I'm so sorry. And I know it's weird.
Oh my God, my heart just skipped a beat.
I know. I'm so sorry. I know how weird this is.
Do you know who the father is?
I don't. I still don't know. But even though it's not you, you're the person that I wanted to date. And you're such a great guy, and I want to go out with you again.
Well, let me get this straight. You contacted me through a radio station for a date, but really, you wanted to steal my toothbrush for a DNA test? And now you're telling me that I'm not the dad, but now you want to go out on a date again?
Yeah?
Doesn't sound like he's taking it very well.
Yeah.
A little annoyed by that, in fact, I think.
Who could?
Well, hello?
Sounds like it, at least. Oh, hey.
It's us again.
Well, it's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, remember?
Oh, jeez. Were you guys on the line the whole time?
Yep,
yeah,
we were.
Hi,
that's kind of how we do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you did a second date update before, and then now you're on an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah.
We just can't stop talking to you, Craig.
No, do you, like, work for the radio station or something? Like, are they paying you?
No, I was just nervous, and they helped me the first time, and so I called them, and this is... But, you know, I asked for their advice and how to tell you the truth since they wanted to know how the date went. And
all right, so hold on. Just wait. This is a lot for me to process right now. So what's going on now?
I'll explain it to you, Craig, okay?
Craig,
so you already know about the second date updates because you were on one a little while ago. We also do a thing called the Awkward Tuesday phone calls where if you need to talk to somebody about a difficult situation, we'll give you advice on how to handle the conversation, but you have to call that person on the radio show. So Nova reached back out and said that she was able to get your toothbrush, test it for DNA, but you weren't the father. But also she wanted to hang out with you still. So she felt like she should come clean and tell you before asking you out on another date.
And so that's what this is right now, a Tuesday call?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awkward Tuesday phone call is what it's called. I'll get it right next time. But anyway, yes, that's what it is.
So, hey, Nova, can I ask you something? I'm just trying to collect my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I know this is like a lot. I know it's like so extra.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Okay, so you're saying that you got the DNA from my toothbrush. So you stole it?
I'm sorry. I'll buy you a new toothbrush. I know that was so weird. It was such a weird thing to do.
Well, I brushed my teeth this morning, and I haven't gotten a new toothbrush since I saw you, so...
Wait, what?
You didn't take my electric toothbrush and, like, return it, did you?
What?
Huh?
No, I took the blue toothbrush that was in the drawer.
What?
That's not mine.
What?
That's oh, my that's God.
Wait, hold up, Craig. Hold on one second, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, go ahead. What were you saying?
He put the sound again.
Well, that toothbrush is not mine.
Whose is it?
It's a spare toothbrush I keep in my bathroom for guests who stay over.
Oh, for guests?
Oh.
Wait, that's not yours?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, man. That means we figured out nothing. We've done nothing.
So he could still
be the dad. You could still possibly be the father of Nova's kid, Craig.
Oh, my God.
Man, I feel sorry for you right now. There's been so much that's gone on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What? How do you feel about that?
I can't. I don't know. I have no idea.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, sit down. Gosh. This man's about to pass. You're going to pass out.
Yeah, man.
This is why I tried to do it my way.
Yeah. Your way sucks, Nova. That way did not work out very well.
Craig, I didn't see another toothbrush when I went in there. Where do you keep your toothbrush?
It's in the cabinet. It's my mirror cabinet.
Oh, my God. So, can I have that electric toothbrush now?
I mean, you don't really even need to take the toothbrush now. I mean, Craig knows everything.
Yeah, get a blood test.
Oh, that's a good point.
Craig, I am so impressed with how you're handling this. Like, you don't seem angry.
I think you're just shocked.
I don't know what I am.
Yeah. Understandably.
Craig, the only thing we know for sure is that you need to get a new guest toothbrush.
Yeah.
Everything else is just a question now. Would you?
I think that's the least of my concern right now. Honestly.
Well, I mean, one of your guests,
sorry.
Though. That's definitely a huge concern of theirs.
Yes.
Nova, like, you have a really great guy on your hands.
I sure do. I hope you don't hate me forever, Craig. I was really disappointed when you weren't the father. I really like you.
Aww.
You know, Nova, honestly, I like you too. But this is just all a bit much.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
So are you? You're down to do an official DNA test, though?
Yes.
Okay. And then we have to come up with another segment to put you on after that, because you've been in a second date and now an Awkward Tuesday phone call. But we have to check in with you guys again. So
maybe
we'll create another segment that you could be on or something.
Can you call back like in another year?
Yeah. We'll check in all the time because your life is full of twists and turns.
Like DNA Daddy Thursday or something, hey, you know? You
okay, how about this? Craig, if you'll get the paternity test and stuff like that, will you guys update us, please?
I'll do whatever you want. Just please, no more surprise radio phone calls.
Yeah.
All right. So keep us updated. And Craig?
Yes?
I'm your brother.
Oh, my God.
So sorry to throw that on you, too, bro.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.